Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life.
right here on Block Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Gary. And here at Revolutionary Life, especially if you're new here, Revolutionary Life, guys, we talk about all the things that affect our lives every day. Those are our subject matter, things that affect our lives every day. The difference is we address those questions from a revolutionary point of view. I want you to understand, revolution is just change. Change is something that we can't do anything about. Change is going on all the time. As we speak, things are changing. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. You understand? If you keep your fingers on the pulse of the change, you can use that change. You can benefit from that change. You may even have something to say about the shape of that change. If you're on the ass end of change, you may not have anything to say about anything. I mean, when that wave comes, some people will ride the wave. Some people will get slapped upside the head and taken under by it just because they weren't paying attention. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. So tonight, our topic for tonight is your situation. It ain't funny, guys. I'm just saying it's a funny topic. But everybody's situation is everybody's situation. But the topic tonight, in general, is your situation. Accept it, change it, or leave it. All else is madness. The title tonight is your situation. You accept it, you change it, or you leave it. All else is madness. Thank you for listening in tonight, everyone. And don't forget, this is a call-in show. So I'll just, once I present this material, I'm going to be opening up my chat room. I'm going to be giving out my phone number, and I'm going to call it Your Time to Shine. I dedicate a whole half of this show, guys, to call-ins so that I can hear your voice and what you have to say about these situations. And in fact, well, we'll see. It's a call-in show. So your participation will be actually asked for. And about halfway through the show, guys, your part of the show will begin. All right. So tonight, your situation. Now, I don't know your personal situation. I don't know your financial situation. I don't know your religious, spiritual situation. I don't know if you're in heaven or hell right now. I don't know if your political situation is in peril or exists. Whatever that situation is, whatever it is, how do you face that? How do you address that? How do you deal with your situation? I mean, do you deal with it at the moment when it goes down? Here's the thing, guys. No matter how you decide to deal with the situation, ask yourself. Always check yourself about any situation. A bill, a debt, a relationship, any situation. Check yourself. Decide if you want peace of mind or if you're ready for drama. If you want to start or stop drama, it's up to you. That's a choice. When I say all else is madness, I'm saying if your situation has gotten out of hand, if you don't know what to do about this situation, some people are strung out about situations that they're in, a part of. Don't be strung out. Don't be stressed out. That's what drama does. Drama's going to stretch you out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And any kind of situation. And so you decide. Do you want peace of mind? Or do you want drama? Now, they tell me drama and stress actually hurts the body, your own body. You know what I mean? They said that stress can kill you, man. Stress can cause pains and aches and shit that you don't even know where it came from. When the stress is over with, they disappear. I've seen it happen. So you have to, for your own health, you might seek peace of mind. But to get back at somebody or to square something away or to try to figure out how to get something done, you might enter a state of drama back and forth. You can end it anytime. Even if you start drama yourself, you can end it yourself. If somebody else tries to get you in such a situation, you still have the power to not engage in drama because you got choices. I just named three of them. You got choices. I just named three of them. You accept it and go sit down somewhere. Peace of mind. You change it to what you prefer, something you can put up with, something you can tolerate, or something you prefer, something you want. Or you get out of there. Or you leave it. Everything else, Jack. Everything else is just drama. It's just drama. It's just drama. If your goal is peace of mind, I have to have that little caveat. Because maybe some people are so used to confusion and drama and trying to win, well, so used to drama that it's hard for them to let it go, maybe. I don't know. But when you get ready for peace of mind, don't be confused. Don't be locked into situations you don't know how to get out of. Because you got choices. If you're stressed out, baby, if there's drama, it's not peace. There's a war. And you can go to war on purpose. But when you want peace of mind, you got choices. I just named three of them. Either one of the three will change that situation. But it requires you to make that choice. Actually, there's four choices in this title. Accept it, change it, or leave it. And then the title says all else. So there's a fourth option, the else. All else. It's madness. All else is madness. Look around you. If there's madness, if there's drama, you haven't made a choice yet. And that's why. Because you got at least three. Drama is just number four. When you get ready for peace of mind, You're going to make a choice. I suggest you make one of the three. I suggest you accept that situation the way it is. Can't do nothing about it, or it's okay, it ain't that bad, whatever. Once you accept it, you can go sit down somewhere. Change it. If it's changeable, if there's an avenue through which that you can change your situation, go for it. If it's giving you drama and stress, change it. If there's an avenue for that process for change. If you find out you can't accept this stuff, no way. And there's no avenue for change allowed, then get the hell out of there. If you want peace of mind, if you want drama, stay there. At work, in a relationship, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. When you get ready for peace of mind, you'll make a choice. Now, I'm bringing this subject up, guys, because, you know, I got a social media site. People shoot all kinds of situations and questions and stuff in there. And sometimes they talk about situations that they're in. And anybody got any advice? This is driving me crazy. I don't know what to do. Sometimes they're personal relationships, you know, marriages, dating, whatever. And then sometimes it's other things. But it could be anything. You never know. Everybody's got different circumstances. So you can't speak to every particular situation somebody can find themselves in. Hospitals, they're sick. All kinds of situations. But they got choices too. I don't give a damn what that situation is. If it's stressing you out, you got choices. You can stay there if you want to. That's fine. That means you've accepted it. And you're going to quit talking about it. You're going to quit arguing about it. You're going to quit complaining about it. Why bother? You know what they say, you know, complaining doesn't help. Ain't no use in complaining. Complaining doesn't help anything. And so, if you accept it, you can find peace of mind. If you change it to something you prefer, you can find peace of mind. If you can't accept it, and if you can't change it, leave it. It ain't for you. It's not for your health anyway. It's going to take you down through there. And you know it. You've been there before, I'm sure. It ain't going to hurt you, but you got to make these choices. Or you're going to forever be asking people online, what should I do? You got choices. There's no mystery what you should do about your situation. If it's stressing you out and you don't seem to be able to find an answer to the point where you got to come on social media and cry about it. Come on social media and complain about it. Come on social media and ask for advice about it. When it gets that bad, I can't make but one suggestion. That you accept it, change it, or leave it. Unless you're getting something out of the madness and the drama. I don't know. But here's the thing, guys. I can't help, you know, these folks. So they got to help themselves. They got to make their own choices. All right? Just like all of us. And your choices will decide your situation. Not the other way around. I want you to get this down, because some people don't seem to realize that your state of mind is more important than a situation. Because it might be your way of looking at the world that caused that situation. Y'all don't hear me. It might be your own BS belief system and definitions that caused it, that brought this situation about, as a matter of fact. Might not. But your state of mind will change a situation. Some people let the situation change their state of mind, their peace. Steal their peace. Yeah. And so, if you take responsibility for your situation, you can have the appropriate response. The only way to have the appropriate response to a situation is for you to take responsibility, the ability to respond appropriately to any situation, is to own that situation. Like you caused it. Because you may have, without thinking about it. But you may have it. I'm not saying it. But when you get ready to change it, when you get ready to deal with a situation, whatever it is, own that situation. Can't change what you don't own. But you don't take responsibility for, some responsibility for. And then you can change it. You can make that choice. But you let the situation change your state of mind. That's dangerous. That is absolutely dangerous. You let something outside of you take you up and down, down through there. That's dangerous. Your state of mind will change that situation. Yes, it will. Or your state of mind will make it worse. When I say all else is madness, I'm talking about your mental condition. You like drama? Or do you like peace of mind? You make that decision and then you make a choice. How do I get my peace of mind? How do I get my peace of mind? How do I get my peace? You accept it, your situation. You change it or you leave it. I'm going to give you a little music while you think about that, and I'll be right back, guys. Hang in there. 16. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, we're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Gary. And you never know what the subject's going to be, guys. So there's a follow button on my site. Excuse me. There's a follow button on my site. Hit that button and you'll be notified when we're live, for sure. And then across from that follow button, there's a share button. My folks always raised me to share, learn how to share. So you might know somebody who's interested in subjects like this. Also, I want to add one other thing is that all of our shows are archived. And so if you'll scroll down, if you're at my site, if you scroll down, you'll see an on-demand section. That on-demand section has all of our previous shows. Pick the topic, and you can listen to any of our shows, including this one, in about an hour from now. It'll be on that list. At your leisure. Take your time, anytime. 24/7. Come to this site, go to that on-demand section, and you can listen to any of our presentations in full if you like. All right, guys. So tonight, here on Revolutionary Life, our topic is your situation. Accept it. Change it. Or leave it. All else is mad. All else is madness, drama. You always have a choice. The whole situation and how it goes and how it turns out and the relationship you have to that situation is always up to you. I just gave you three ways to deal with a situation. Stressful situation. But it's always up to you to choose a way if you want peace of mind. That's a prerequisite. That's a proviso. If you want peace, you accept it, change it, or get the hell out of there. Leave it behind. It ain't for you. Your health, your mind, your body or mind, health. Stress kills, they tell me. Stress lowers your immune system. We got the COVID running around here. We got a new strain of COVID running around here. The last thing you need is stress. Accept it. And you can go sit down somewhere. Change it. And you can go sit down somewhere. And if those don't work, get the hell. Leave it. Unless you want drama, leave it. Now, your state of mind, ladies and gentlemen, creates matter. Nothing happens in this world without a mental concept. Situations don't create matter. Situation don't change yet. Your state of mind changes. Your state of mind affects the world around you. Situations are effects of previous causes. I don't know if you cause it or somebody else, but if you're faced with a situation, it's just an effect of a cause that happened somewhere down the road. Now it done caught up with you. Or it's in your face, and you don't know what to do about it. State of mind creates matter, moves matter, changes things. Situations don't matter. Situations should have no meaning to you. And that's a hard one for you to handle, ain't it? Because it ain't the situation, it's how you deal with the situation that resolves it in your favor or not. I'm telling you. Situations come and go. Good and bad. Do your state of mind come and go with them? You know what I mean? Like, I'm waiting to meet somebody to make me happy. I mean, that's a quote, guys. I'm waiting to get that check or to get that bag that'll make me happy. I'm waiting to find whatever. If you're looking out, if you're holding, if you're going without being happy until you get something outside of you to make you happy, nothing make. I got news for you. How about this? Everything outside of you that I know of comes and goes. Everything outside of you is born, gets old, and dies. Everything outside of you wear out, tear down, fall apart. Everything outside of you, nothing outside of you lasts. Right? Nothing lasts. Every material thing you can think of will come and go. Including your body, by the way. But anything outside of you is temporary. You know that. We've all buried enough people. We've all lost enough merchandise and material things in our lives to know that shit come and go. People come and go. Places come and go. If you base your happiness and your peace on something outside of you, and it's going to come and go too. Why wouldn't it? It's only that happiness that you hold within. It's that choice you make to be happy inside. Your state of mind. Your state of being. It's what's important. You can maintain that. Can't nobody walk away with that. Can't nobody steal that out of your house. Can't nobody take that out of your heart. Your state of mind will last as long as you want it to. Nothing outside of you will. Forget about it. Most of us live long enough to know that everything outside of us comes and goes, wears out, falls apart, everything. Even situations. Every situation is going to end one way or another, good or bad. If you want to have a positive effect out of a situation, if you don't want to have a negative effect, but if you want to have a positive effect out of a situation, it ain't up to the situation to do that for you. Is it? Situation, you know what they used to say? The situation is what it is. It is what it is, baby. Situation don't like you or dislike you. It's just the situation. How it affects you is going to depend on you, not the situation. Your happiness, your sad, your feelings, your emotions, your health, your everything depends on you. Not a situation. If you let situations take your health, if you let situations take your money, if you let situations take your love, your heart, if you let situations take your happiness, if you let shit outside of you play with you, then you're going to be bounced around like a ball on a basketball court. You're going to be dribbled, baby, by shit outside of you. When you take control of your life, situations can come and go, and they will. The question is whether you're going to get a negative out of it or a positive, whether it's going to benefit you or not. When I start this show on the air, I say Revolutionary Life talks about everything that affects your life. our lives. But we speak about them from a revolutionary point of view. And I take the time to explain to you that the revolution is just change. There's a lot of modes of change. There's a lot of methods of making that change go down. But revolution is just change. And I've said that the revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of change. What am I talking about? Change is inevitable, right? Change is like a wave in an ocean, a giant wave. And it's coming, guys. Hello? It's coming. This is the 12th month, man. We've made this trip around the sun. We're back. We're finna go again. You're going back the same way you did last time? You can't. You can't. Can't back this thing up. Shit's going to change with or without you. It's the reactionary that tries to hold change back so they can keep shit the way it is. But the revolutionary understand that change is inevitable. The only thing constant in this universe is change. Shit's changing while we're talking. And I say at the beginning of this show that it's, but I want to explain, it's kind of like that big wave in the ocean. If a surfer sees a giant wave, he will time that wave, its speed, when it's going to get there, when it's going to be at its peak, when it's going to be at its, at, when it's, you know, when it dips, when it comes up, when it dips, you know, a wave goes up and down, right? So he's going to check the rhythm of that wave, and he's going to get in rhythm with that wave. And when that wave gets there, when that giant wave gets to him, to where he's at, he's going to ride that sucker. And that wave is going to take him forward. He's going to ride that wave forward on that surfboard. The people who are not paying attention, the wave's still coming, baby. Whether you're a surfer or you just out there frolicking, you're just out there playing in the water. Doesn't matter. The wave's coming. And if you ain't paying attention, guess what happens when the big wave comes? Do you ride it? Hell no. It slaps you upside the head and takes you on the ground, underwater. You weren't paying attention. You weren't in the present. You weren't in the now. You weren't living in the moment. And the last thing you were doing, last thing you didn't do was you didn't like the surfer, prepare for change. And not just prepare to get hit with a wave, but prepare to ride that sucker. You can't stop it. And if you like I said, the revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard. So if you're on the front of a wave, if you're on the front of a wave, you might be able to just use that change to take you forward. Instead of under. But the change is coming. The wave is going to be coming. Whether you know it or not. Whether you pay attention to it or not. Whether you care or not. You hear or your mind somewhere else. When that wave comes, Jack. You're going to have to make a choice. It might be a little bit too late. So it's like that surfer, if you think about your situation. The situation's coming, and it's going. How it affects you depends on you. You the surfer, you'll catch that wave and ride it. If you're not a surfer, if you're just frolicking around in the water, playing in the water, not paying attention, it's going to slap you upside the head and take you under. Hold your breath. You better hold your breath, because here it comes. And I hope you make it out all right. But those who are paying attention to their situation, they're not going to let any situation, any change, affect them negatively. Because they're going to be in the right state of being, living in the present. They're going to be in the right state of mind to be able to use that situation for the positive. Every situation plays double duty, right? You heard that before. Every situation plays double duty. It don't care. You get the good out of it or you get the bad out of it. That's going to be up to you and your definitions, how you define and address and deal with the situation. Circumstances don't matter. Situations don't matter. Situations don't have a preference whether they hurt you or not. If you get hurt by a situation, if you get a negative result from a situation, effect, a negative effect, that's on you. Because you could get the positive out of the situation. Because every situation has both. You know, they say every cloud has a silver lining. Every situation can serve double duty. But it ain't the situation that's serving the double duty. It's you. It's you making the choice. Fight for. Look for. Try to maintain your own state of mind. Take control of your state of being. Because if situations are disturbing your peace, you ain't running nothing. Shit outside of you is deciding whether you're happy or sad. You not. And that should be your choice, shouldn't it? Then why are you letting situations throw you back and forth like you're on a ship, on the waves on the ship somewhere, getting tossed left and right, up and down? Whatever your situation is right now, at this moment, if you are getting a negative effect from that situation, then that's choices you got to make. That's all negative responses are saying. That's choices you have to make, not the situation. That's kind of like the thing about looking in the mirror. If your hair is messed up in the mirror, you see your hair is messed up in the mirror, you don't go over and comb the mirror, things outside of you. You comb your hair, and guess what? The image in the mirror, hair is combed. Trying to fix other people, trying to... Your situations don't mean you no harm. If you get harmed from a situation, that's on you because you got a choice. You can ride a wave or you can get slapped down by one. You can use a situation to benefit you, in other words. No matter what it is, there got to be something in that situation that you can take away that's beneficial, as opposed to being hurt by a situation, getting a negative effect from a situation. I don't care. You're sitting at home because lonely, because you got broke, because you broke up with a relationship or something, and you can't seem to get it straightened out, but you're just hoping against hope somehow or another it might work out. You don't know what to do. You're at your wit's end, all that kind of stuff. That's drama. Drama, drama, drama. You've gotten a negative. You let the situation control your state of mind. In other words, if you're sitting there unhappy because of a situation, the situation's running shit. You're not. Because your happiness should be up to you, shouldn't it? Can you decide to feel good regardless? Can you decide to find the positive in a situation regardless? You decide to find the negative in a situation. And you can take the time to find the good in a situation. Because it is what it is. You heard that before. People say it is what it is. Situations are neutral. Situations don't occur to hurt you. Even if they did, you can't be affected negatively because you running shit. Your situation, your state of mind. That should be something you decide, not the situation. It is what it is. Get something good out of it. Make it pay. As opposed to getting something negative from it or seeing it in some kind of negative light. You can do that about anything. Anything. Something that everybody else would think would be great. You can find some fault in it, couldn't you? We know that. Situations don't matter. Your state of mind, you can decide to pull a negative out of anything. Everybody else could be happy about this thing. And you can walk in the room and they would expect you to be happy too, but you're not. Because why? Because you think about all the problems that it could cause or whatever. All the negative shit you can imagine you thinking of. That don't affect nobody but you. It don't affect the problem. Problem ain't going nowhere because you don't like it. Get the best out of it. Make it pay. But you got to understand you're in control of your feelings, not anybody else. It made me feel some kind of way. Nobody make you feel some kind of way. You decide to feel some kind of way about something because of what you think of the thing. Other people heard it or did it or saw it or experienced it. Some of them didn't feel like you feel about it. So obviously it's a personal to feel that way about a neutral, about a situation. Situations don't create matter. State of mind. Your state of mind, your state of being creates matter, changes shit, make things happen. Positively or negatively for you. So my little suggestion, guys, our title here, you about your situation, accept it, change it, or leave it. All else is madness. That's all about you choosing a positive state of mind. Say peace over drama. Because you got a choice. So guys, we're going into our call-in section. I want you to think about the subject matter. Situations in your own life. Situations you've seen. People crying and stressed out about different things that are going on in their life. Maybe they're getting a negative. They're drawing all the negative they can from a situation. They can't find anything positive about it. I don't care if you can't. Don't let it mess with your peace of mind, because check it out, guys. If you're in the right state of mind, you can figure a situation out better than you can if you're in a dramatic situation where everybody's yelling or everybody's afraid or everybody is, you know what I mean? When you sit down somewhere, when you find some peace, guess what happens? Answers. Your mind gets a chance. You get a chance to figure some shit out. But you can't do it if you're all stressed out and in a dramatic situation. You got to find the peace of mind to find the answer. Because I guarantee you, if you sit down, you'll find the answer. Be still, your Bible says. If you find, if you be still, if you can find that moment where you can stop and look around and make a choice, you're in control. That means you don't worry about what other people's intentions are towards you. Nothing can affect you negatively unless you believe it can or unless you allow it to. How about that? No person, place, or thing. No person, place, or thing can affect you negatively unless you believe it can. Now, might be your belief system, your BS. Unless you allow it to. Nothing can affect you negatively unless you believe it can or you allow it to. It's on you to appropriately respond. If you want the ability to respond appropriately to a situation, you must take response. That's all I'm saying, I guess. I'm going into my call-in section, guys. So I don't want to take up all y'all time. All half of our show, this part of our show, is our call-in section. I'm going to be opening up my chat. And if you have questions, comments, concerns, you can put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. And I'll be able to address any comments, concerns you make in the chat. Also, my phone number is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. Call me. You go straight onto the line. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. This part of the show, I call it Your Time to Shine. It's the call-in section, guys. I'm going to give you a little music. I want you to think about what we've talked about tonight. And if you have questions, comments, concerns, call me. I'll put them in the chat. Let's chat about it. Here's some music while you think about it. I'll be right back.
It's awesome. Just a little. Yeah. I just want to come.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. We're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday night, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight, here on Revolutionary Life, we've taken on this topic. This topic is called Your Situation. Accept it. Change it. Or leave it. All else is madness. Straight up, I said in this situation, I said in this presentation, situations don't matter. Only your state of mind, your state of being matters. I have a slideshow going across this program. If you're looking at that slideshow, there's a sign that says happiness is a state of mind. Freedom is a state of mind. Success is a state of mind. It's all mind in some instances. In fact, it's all mind. In fact, that it's all mind is one of the hermetic principles. If you're familiar with Thoth or Hermes, Trifle Justice, you know that one of the hermetic principles is something called mentalism, which says all is mind, in short. One of the principles in hermetic principles, one of them is mentalism. And it says that all. Wise man says all is mind. There is no out there, out there. It's all mind, it says. Which is interesting because it takes us back to your state of mind. Happiness is a state of mind. Freedom is a state of mind. It means that freedom and happiness and success is born from, arises out of, is created through a state of mind. How are you thinking? Are you thinking success? Are you thinking failure? Are you thinking happiness? Are you thinking sadness and drama? How are you thinking? Take control, guys. That's all I'm saying. I said take responsibility. Can't change what you don't own. Take responsibility for a situation. Own your situation. Own it. By deciding how you are going to deal with the wave when it comes, when the situation arises, are you going to take the positive out of it? Are you going to have it affect you negatively? Whether it's a positive effect or a negative effect depends on you, not the situation. That's all I'm saying. The situation, quote, is what it is. It didn't come here to hurt you. It didn't come here to help you either. It is what it is. Get out of it. Depends on you. Nothing can affect you negatively unless you believe it can or you allow it to. It's on you. It's on you, baby. Just imagine that there is no out there, that your state of mind creates matter, not situations. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. Call me. You go straight onto the air. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. My chat room is open. You got questions. You got comments. You got concerns. Drop them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat, and I'll respond. It's your time to shine. I dedicate the whole half of the show to the call-in section, and we in it. So think about this subject matter, guys, and if you got a comment or question, call me. Hit the chat. Let me give you some music while you think about that. I'll be right back. Hey, you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight, our topic was your situation. Accept it. Change it. Or leave it. All else is madness. I brought that to you tonight because I've got a lot of and enough of people who would even come on the social media seeking help with situations they're in. I heard that. Some of them as a relationship, you know, advice, marriage, whatever, things like that. Started it off, just things like that. My, every situation is different, man. I mean, you can't devise a plan for every situation, can you? Except one, and that is maintain your state of mind. Take control over how you allow a situation to deal with you versus you deal with the situation. Don't let shit outside of you decide how you feel today. Don't give up control that easy over your state of being, your state of mind, your sanity. Without anybody out there doing anything, without any new situation occurring, without anything happening, just be happy. Find happiness somewhere in there and be happy. Find something to be happy about if you have to, but be happy. You can make that choice. Nothing, I told you, can affect you negatively in this world unless you believe it can. Belief is a mug. Unless you believe it can, or you allow it to, it's on you. I'm reminded, guys, of a little story about a kid named Merlin. He came from a little village in Transylvania or somewhere. This little kid named Merlin, he came from a town that was beset by demons. They would harass people and hurt people in his town. Certain people were affected by these demons that was just ravishing his town. And when he left that place, he ran into this old wizard. And he said, could you teach me how to vanquish demons? And the old man said, sure, but it's going to take some time. So after a while, a few months, year passed by, the little boy said, okay, I'm ready. I've learned everything. You've taught me pretty much. And so I think I'm ready to go back to my village now, my hometown, and vanish those demons. And the old man said, no, I don't know if you're ready. And he insisted. So the old man said, okay, but I got to tell you one thing. There's going to be one demon in that town that none of your powers, everything I taught you, is not going to work on that demon. This is a hideous creature, powerful, evil spirit, more powerful than all the demons you've seen so far. This is a bad one, he says. And he told the little boy, he said, listen, Merlin was the little boy's name. He said, that's going to be one demon that nothing I taught you is going to be able to deal with. And the little boy said, well, what am I going to do when I meet this creature, this hideous, evil creature. The old man said, the only way to do this master demon is to call him by his true name. There's no other way. Once you call a demon by his true name, he leaves. Even this master demon. So he asked the old man, well, what is his true name? And the old man bent over and whispered that name into that little boy's ear. And the little boy took and went to his city, went to his village. And him and some old guys got together and they got rid of them demons. At least they thought they got rid of them. And then this one demon showed up. Huge. Teeth, claws, red eyes. And when Merlin did all this little magic with his wand and everything the old man had taught him, he could not stop this vicious, evil creature, this demon from hell. This demon picked up Merlin by his throat, pushed him up against the wall, and took his other hand with those claws and got ready to swipe his head off. And Merlin bent over to the demon and whispered in his ear the demon's true name. And the demon dropped the little boy, Merlin, and ran off, screaming, burst into flames. The whole town was excited and celebrated because the last of the demons were gone, even the worst one. And they went to Merlin, the little boy, and they said, how did you do it? Nothing we could do could get rid of that one demon. How did you finally destroy one demon? How did you finally vanquish that hideous creature? Merlin said, I called him by his true name. And everybody looked at each other and said, well, what is his true name? And the little boy said, Merlin. And the little boy said, in answer to the question of what was that demon's true name that was so difficult to vanquish? And the little boy said his name was Merlin. The worst demon you're going to ever run into is going to be the one inside of you. You don't hear me. Call him by his true name and he will vanish. Realize you are responsible. Own it. It's what this session has been about. Can't change what you don't own. You created it. Take responsibility for it. And you will have the appropriate response. The only way to have the ability to have the appropriate response to any situation is to take response. Ability. Can't change what you don't own. Can't change other people's shit. Own it. And do you decide whether it's going to be positive or negative? Don't let the situation decide. You ain't in control then, right? Be happy. Just be happy. Don't wait for something outside of you to make you happy, quote unquote. Because everything outside of you, you know this. I don't have to tell you this. But everything outside of you is coming or going. Everything out there is temporary, including you, your body. When you put your hopes and dreams into something outside of you, just keep that in mind, that it's always passing. It's on its way in, and it's on its way out. It's all temporal. Out there. The only thing that you can hang on to permanently, the only thing that you can hang on to as long as you want to, is the happiness you create inside. Nobody can take that because it came from you. I did a whole presentation, guys, and you can look back on my own dimension on love. When you love yourself, when your love comes from within, when your love comes from within, can nobody take it? If somebody makes you love them, if you can try to make somebody love you, it's temporal, even if they do. Comes and goes. The only love that's lasting is the one inside, the one you created. I told you in that presentation on love that there's a lot of people in my life that I had relationships with that are gone now, long gone. I love them. And I still do. I don't lament it. I don't regret it. I don't stay up nights about it or any of that because I maintain my own state of mind. I put a smile on my face when I get ready because it's my face. I prefer the smile to the frown, that's all. And so I smile. And somebody say, you always smiling. I'm smiling. Even if the situation doesn't look like something to smile about. Sometimes. But I control that. And all those people I once loved, gave my love to. I still got it. I said in that presentation, they can come back and get some of it anytime they get ready. It's still here because it didn't come from them. It came from me. When your love comes from you, can't nobody take it, baby. My lines are still open. I still got some time. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. My chat room is open. I'll be monitoring that chat. Questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'll respond to them either in the chat or online. If you like, I put them out on the air. We'll talk about it now. We still got a little time. We're still in our call-in section. I call it Your Time to Shine. And so let me see. Let me give you a little music. You might decide to make that call or hit that chat. Who knows? We'll be right back. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight, guys, here on Blog Talk, you know, here on Blog Talk, we talk about the things that affect our life from a revolutionary point of view. And tonight, we've been addressing these issues about different situations one finds oneself in. This doesn't matter what the situation is. You have a choice, is all I'm saying. You can get the positive out of a situation, or you can take the negative. How it affects you depends on your beliefs and definitions. In other words, ain't a damn thing in this world that can affect you negatively unless you believe it can or you allow it to. End of story. Your situation, you accept it, you change it, or you leave it. All else is madness. Your happiness belongs to you. Your smile is yours, not somebody else's to mess with. You decide. You're going to be depressed, or you're going to be happy. Or are you waiting for something outside of you to make you happy? Oh, when that check comes, or when that bag comes, or when that guy comes, or when that girl comes, or when you get this, when I get that, after I'm done with this, after I'm done, you know, all that mess. Not if you live in the now. If you live in the present moment right now, how you feel? And who controls them feelings? It is what it is. It's tonight's presentation. Situations didn't come here to help you. Situations didn't come here with the purpose of hurting you. You make that decision by your own beliefs and definitions. It might be time to look at your BS, your belief systems, if everything is affecting you negatively. If you're getting a negative effect, you have to talk to yourself for a minute. What is it about the way I think that causes me to get a negative effect from this situation? Maybe I better change the way I think, because the situation can't make me negative. I'm in control of me. So something I believe, or something I'm allowing, brought this situation on. I better check what I believe. I better about this shit, about this situation, this type of situation. I have to check how I define this type of situation. Maybe I've been told and sold to look at this situation negative just across the board. That it's going to hurt me, that it's a negative thing, and I'm going to get a negative response every time it happens, or whenever it happens. That's not carved in stone. Shit. You control the effect it has on you. You better. Or you leave it up to circumstances. Shit outside of you can trigger you. Then you depending too much on shit outside of you. Bottom line. You don't depend. You don't trust you more than you do circumstances and situations, which are neutral. It is what it is. You ever heard that? It just is what it is. Situations don't matter. Your state of mind is all that makes matter. All the only thing that manipulates material things, matter, shit outside of you, is your state of mind. You want a positive effect. You want success. You want happiness. You got to have that state of mind. First, happiness follows like the mirror. If your hair is messed up in the mirror, you don't go combing the mirror. You comb your hair. And the mirror changes because it don't have a choice. It didn't come here to hurt you or help you. It's just doing what it do. It didn't mess your hair up. It was messed up when you stood in front of the mirror. So it's on you, baby. Be happy. Find it inside of you. Look for it. Find something. I'm healthy. I don't have COVID. I got this. I got that. Find something. I don't care. Find something to help change your state of mind. After a while, you just change it when you want to. You maintain your state of mind. You decide the effect you're going to get from a circumstance, a flat tire, a lost job. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, guys. Watch. Life don't play that game. Life didn't come here to baby you. It didn't come here just to help you. Life is what it is. You decide whether you get a positive out of it or a negative. Every situation plays double duty. It's on you. I want to thank everybody who listened in for listening in tonight. Of course, we'll be here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, as we are every weekday night. My name is Gary. I've been your host tonight, guys. I want you to remember that we got that follow button up there. You hit that follow button. You will be alerted, notified when we're live. Across from that follow button is a share. But I was always taught to share when I was a kid. I didn't get to learn how to share, guys. Somebody might be interested in hearing this subject. Share it with them. All of our shows are archived. So remember, if you missed this show, if you couldn't stay for the whole show, all that kind of stuff, we got in late, doesn't matter. Everything is archived. So if you're on my site, if you stroll down, you will see an on-demand section. All of our previous shows are under that section. This show, an hour from now, will be under that on-demand section. You can listen to it at your leisure, in other words. Thank you again, guys. Everybody who listened in, thanks for listening in tonight. This is Revolutionary. This is Gary with Revolutionary Life. I am Blog Talk, and I'm going to see everybody tomorrow night at 7. You take care. You take responsibility. And let's get it on. Let's get going. I'm going to give you the music. You have a good night. Here's a little music to take us out. Good night. Buenas noches. Ciao. Thank you.